Good morning once again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This morning I would like to share from another Psalm, Psalms 42. This came to my mind after singing a song about it this morning. And it's Chapter 42, in the first verse, it says, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." So, I think we can visualize the picture here of a hart or a deer that perhaps has been running a long time. Maybe it's being chased. We don't know, but it's very thirsty, and it's panting for the water brooks, running for the stream, and all it can think of is to get to that water. Wants to drink, wants to satisfy its thirst. And so it says, "So panteth my soul after thee, O God." It's a lot to say that. And we must mean it when we say it. And in verse 2, it says, "My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God." And I think the writer of this psalm perhaps was felt very persecuted, very, very pressed down at this time, because it says that the people were continually saying to him, "Where is thy God?" And I think that we can say also that we have experienced that, where people mock us, or people think that they can just say the same question, "Where is your God?" Maybe not in those words, but that's what it's meant anyway. And it says here that this writer says, when he remembers these things, he pours out his soul and he's crying out. And it says, and he tells him, his soul, "Why art thou cast down? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." So even though he was pressed down, and he was being held down, persecuted, and he felt like his soul was cast down, was discouraged maybe, and very disquieted. He's encouraging himself to hope in God, for he says, "I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." So then we move on to Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, where Jesus was preaching on the mount, and he says to them, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." So just like this writer in Psalms was describing the deer panting for the water, and if we are thirsting and hungering for righteousness, Jesus says, you shall be filled. And then in Luke chapter 6, he says, verse 20, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. So if we are feeling like that, like the writer in Psalms, feeling really pressed down and very disquieted, maybe discouraged, but at the same time, we are panting after God and thirsting for God and for the living God, Jesus has said here in this in these verses that I read that we will be filled. We're weeping now, but we shall laugh then. And he says, the blessed are you when men shall hate you shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil. If it's for the sake of the Son of Man, then we will be blessed and it's all worth it. He says, rejoice ye in that day. I know it's hard to do that when things are hard and difficult and when we're going through trials. And whether they be spiritual or physical illnesses or whatever, it's always it's not very easy to be rejoicing or to rejoice, but it does admonish us here to rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because it says our reward is great in heaven. And then he comforts people by saying that that's how they did to your father, to the prophets also. They have treated the prophets that way, and then now we know they treated Jesus the same way. So we should be encouraged by all that it's the same Lord, it's the same God that's still alive this day. And we should just trust in him and to make sure that we are thirsting after him and hungering for his word, and we shall be fed. We shall be fed by that, by the Holy Spirit and by the scriptures, by the word of God. Let's just go search out those treasures and we will find comfort and strength in them. So hopefully that was an encouragement to you, and I would like to just now close with this one verse from this song that is called As the Deer. I don't know how many are familiar with it, but it's a nice song that's based on this scripture. It goes this way. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longs after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Lord God, may you bless all the listeners, Lord. May you bless them. May you comfort them. May you strengthen them, Lord, and guide and Lord, each step, and Lord, whatever discouragement or whatever joy, whatever trial, tribulation, Lord, We know that you are our strength, you are our shield, Lord, and you are our source of life. And we just ask you, dear God, to continue to guide us, Lord, and continue to be with us as we desire to be with you, Lord, and that we will be filled, Lord, and that our reward can be in heaven, Lord. And just ask your blessing on each one this day, O Father. We ask for these things, O Lord God, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. May God bless you all.